Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Bill Treasurer, author of Courage Goes to Work. That's just one of his several books. How many, 20, 30 books, Bill, by now? I'm sorry, Bill, say that again.
Training program.
Say that again.
How five.
Five, okay, not 30,
can you hear
five.
Me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Five. And then a off-the-shelf facilitator training program. And then, you know, my most recent book is The Leadership Killer that I wrote with a Navy SEAL.
That's exactly right. So, folks, and tell us how we can find all that.
Oh, they can find it on all of their online retailers and such. And then they can also go to couragebuilding.com.
Couragebuilding.com. We're talking about change with Bill. And, Bill, you've got some other thoughts on how we can affect change, we can lead change. And I've got a question for you. It seems to me that if change is going to move so fast and the velocity of change is, and I think we can all stipulate that that's the case, that we're no longer victims of change. If we're victims of anything, it's the velocity of change. And so if that's the case where you work on a project, you launch it with the full knowledge that before it even becomes mature, you got to replace it, you got to have something coming in right behind it, that's got to mean that your people have to be involved in the development of the alternatives, right? I mean, you can't just say, okay, folks, we're going to change. You got to start saying, okay, help me change. You tell me what we need to be doing as part of the process. What do you think?
Right. You know, there's an old axiom that says people resist changes that happen to them and embrace changes that happen with them. So you have to involve people in the change process, in the shaping of the change, and it creates an expectation that we want people around here that are nimble, agile, willing to change. I have a company that I work with on a regular basis, I have for many years. They're really my best client. I've worked with them for at least 16 years, and they now have a group called the Pioneers. And it's a small group in the company that has to stay in front of the construction industry. Hmm. They are charged with going to conferences, seeing what the new innovations are, working with universities, et cetera. And they are called the Pioneers. And then they bring back to the organization what they're learning about the industry 3 to 5 years out so that mm-hmm. the company can make moves today and possibly go in the direction of where the innovation is going. So we need more, you know, innovative, and in fact, innovation is a change-related process. So involve is one of the ways that we reduce resistance.
And you know, another thing, Bill, this MBWA, Management by Walking Around, you know, when I talk about CEO seeing over the horizon, that horizon may be out over your warehouse, your delivery trucks. And where, you know, there are people there who could see things that you can't see. And if you could be planning, you can be looking, you know, into the future in one direction. Meanwhile, your delivery scheduler is already seeing something else that's going to catch you. I mean, you're no longer hiring muscle. You're hiring brain power, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, leaders sometimes have this sense of invincibility and that they've got to be the one that have all the answers and such. And it's a big mistake because it can hurt you. You know, we work with, or we don't work with, but I love a quote from Mark Costa. He's the CEO of Eastman Chemical. And he says, if you think you have all the answers, you should quit because you're going to be wrong. You need to tap into the ideas of your people. Because they're working on the ground. They're much closer to the customer. They've got a line of sight that's about, you know, 2 days in front of you. And they see the innovations that are happening because they're having to create them in order to be more efficient in the workplace. So you're right. On the one hand, we need the leader to stay out in front of the industry and what it's doing 3 to 5 years hence. On the other hand, we need to go to the warehouse to talk to people that are creating innovations today to make their own lives more efficient and effective.
Well, that's exactly right. And so you and but see, as the CEO, it's your job to coordinate all that. You're at work by yourself, at late at night or on the weekend, looking at things that nobody else in your company has access to. It's not their job. It's not what. It's not the world they operate in. But also wonder, what do your people know that you need to know? And then bring those two together and say, okay, folks, help me make sure that we're relevant a year from now, right? Isn't that the right question? Help me.
And it takes humility, right, on the part of the leader to not assume that they have all the answers and unilaterally they're going to make all these decisions with nobody's input. We need leaders to be able to say, hey, I need your ideas. First of all, a leader has to create new revenue streams. They have to look for new ways to satisfy the customer. They have to look for ways to improve people's lives in the workplace. They can't do that all themselves. Of course, they need to tap into the great ideas of the people on the ground that they are charged and privileged to lead.
Mm-hmm. What else? Last thoughts. I got 30 seconds.
You know, we have to remember that change is very difficult because it happens to people at the brain level. So leaders have to bring people along. They have to involve people. They have to make sure that they're constantly asking the question, what's in it for them, this change? Because if the change is useful to the person who is putting the change in place and they can see their own lives getting better as a result of the change, their own resistance will go down. So a leader needs to make sure that there's strong uptake for the change by involving people in that change process.
And think of it as leadership. And leadership takes courage, and nobody knows that better than our good friend Bill Treasurer. Bill, I need the website one more time, quickly, please.
Couragebuilding.com. Jimmy, it's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you, Bill.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.